This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A tentative agreement has been reached to end the New Jersey transit strike. New Jersey officials and the union representing the striking train engineers and operators confirmed the deal. During a news conference Sunday, NJ Transit CEO Chris Colari praised their contingency plan that had been in effect.
My entire objective is to make sure they get back to work, and so do all the other union members, so we can get our customers moving safely and efficiently again.
A Delaware animal shelter is trying to care for and rehome thousands of chicks that survived being left in a postal service truck for 3 days. Trapped without food and water, 12,000 chicks were abandoned and thousands died before they were discovered. Questions now as to how that happened. The USPS says it's aware of a process breakdown and is actively investigating. At the Cannes Film Festival Monday, Denzel Washington was surprised with an honorary Palme d'Or. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is preparing to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot and killed by a policeman during the riot at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. But the deal striking a chord with law enforcement, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement, the U.S. Capitol police chief says he is extremely disappointed by the news of the settlement. Chief Tom Manger notes that more than 4 years ago, the Justice Department cleared the officer who fired the deadly shot that killed Ashley Babbitt. Manger says the roughly $5 million government payment, quote, sends a chilling message to law enforcement nationwide.
New Jersey's top federal prosecutor announced she is charging Democratic Representative LaMonica McIver with assault after a skirmish with federal officers outside an immigration detention center last week. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy responding to the charges on X, formerly Twitter, writing, "It is outrageous for a congresswoman to be criminally charged for exercising her lawful duty to visit a detention site in her own district." Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a 4-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will review all things Wisconsin with Pat Kreitlow and then Missy Hughes. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation going to talk about Wisconsin business and tariffs.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwalbe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I got a case of the Mondays, and it feels amazing. Great to have you here as we kick off a brand new week with so much potential. All the things that could possibly happen and all the experiences we can have on hand and teed up for a new week of Nightlight or non-Nightlight, whatever you got going on in your life. Have a great week, everybody. And this is a great way to start it. It's great to have you. Conrad, how you doing?
I am doing good. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah? You golfed, you said.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That wasn't the fun part, though. You know, what was fun is just doing laundry. That was just so fun.
Did you have to wash your golf pants?
Yeah. Well, I wore shorts, so that was, you know, I made a mistake going out there with shorts and just a
cold.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, my brother and my sister-in-law and some of his friends were at the state dart tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was at the Rush Center, Rush Expo. Yeah.
Okay.
And they got fourth place.
Was golf too athletic for them, so they had to switch to darts? How does that work?
What was funny is I texted my brother on Saturday, which he did. They had the state tournament on Saturday as well, but they did good enough to move on to Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. But I love darts.
I was like, do you want to golf on Sunday? He's like, well, I'll let you know. And he's like, you should come down. I watched them get fourth. And he's like, all right, ready for golf?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. How is it watching darts?
You know, actually, it was pretty intense. It was state. It was pretty intense.
Cool.
You know that
nice.
They were. It's not like pretty much everyone there is good at it.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know. So that was fun. And
that's
then
awesome.
It was his birthday too. So
fourth was your brother's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Which, and he had a sports weekend.
Yeah. No, it was fun. And then, yeah, I watched Hacks, the new season.
Show. Very good show. I'm not on the new season.
I really enjoyed it. There's some moments in it, like, kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Make me a little cringy, you know?
I love it.
Other than that, like, no, it was so far. I think there's going to be, like, a couple more episodes left or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Our pal Rose Abdu, of course, is on Hacks.
Yes.
She's always fun to have on the show, and she does a great job on Hacks as well. I had a great weekend. It was nice until Sunday. It got a little cold, but it was a beautiful weekend with friends. And I mentioned last week we had a family friend who passed, and so we were all kind of hanging out, and that's fun. And we've got services coming up this coming weekend, which a ton of people are coming to town for, so it sounds like it'll be another busy but fun weekend on the holiday weekend. Are you, you got big plans?
I do not. I was, you know, my sister-in-law invited me to go camping with her family, and you know, but last time I did it, we slept in a tent. I can't do a tent.
The tents suck.
best.
You gotta love camping to do that.
Like, I said, you know, I'd love to, but I don't think I could do a tent. She's like, why not? And I'm like, you know, I think I enjoy glamping more.
You enjoy what?
Glamping.
What's that, glamorous camping?
Yeah. Well, you know, camper, RV. Yeah.
Well, that's glamorous. Compared to a tent, compared to, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
Last time, my back hurt for like a week straight.
Yeah, I've never been a big camper. Can't do it. But I've done it, and it can be fun. It's fun to be with people and hang out, but just not my cup of tea. Great show tonight, folks. Great to have you here, whether you're joining us on the stream or the app or on the radio. The phone lines are open. Let us know throughout the show what you think. We have some fun topics and some fun guests tonight. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 6:35 tonight. She is always fun to have on Nightlight, and she has her own show now. So a lot has happened to Dr. Lierley since she's last spent any sort of significant time with us. She'll be here at 6:35. We'll ask her about her show. And she has two people she really likes to follow on Instagram. We'll have to ask her about
that,
because I didn't know she was such a big fan of magic. That's kind of cool. She performs magic every day because she's a doctor and she delivers babies. Yeah. So maybe the more ethereal, I don't know. It'll be fun to talk to Kristen. We got a lot to catch up on. She'll be here in studio. And then my pal Steve Segrin will be here at 7:35. Steve is an artist, an actor, and a former stand-up comedian. Very funny guy. I've actually cast him myself in a couple things. So it'll be fun to talk to Steve. He's always a blast. That's at 7:35. We've got a question we're about to lay on you people. It was the last episode of Saturday Night Live for its historic 50th season last Saturday. So our question of the night revolves somewhat around Saturday Night Live. Why don't we just do that right now, Conrad? Let's get to it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite SNL cast member of all time? Not character on the show, but actual actor, comedian, whomever. Whoever is your favorite, let us know. And this will be interesting because there's a wide range of, well, there's a couple generations to choose from. You got the Not Ready for Primetime players, the original cast. Then Bill Murray joined right after that. After season one, Chevy Chase left. Then you've got the cast that I remember the most, which is Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, Kevin Nealon. But that Not Ready for Primetime players cast, that was great. Jane Curtin, Gilda Radner, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. It's tough to compete. I don't know. It's tough. And then my son said Bill Hader and that group. He likes that group. Conrad, I'm sure you have opinions. I will say I was talking to my son earlier today, Joe, and he said typically, or he's read that whatever the ensemble was when you were in middle school is typically the cast you gravitate towards. And I thought that was interesting.
I don't think that for me.
Okay.
It would be Kate McKinnon.
Well, of course. I didn't even have to ask you.
Yeah, you know,
because I knew you couldn't wait to share the name Kate McKinnon again.
She makes me laugh every time
hilarious.
I see her.
She is absolutely hilarious. And I mean, if you break it down to go male and female, for me, it might be Kristen Wiig and Gilda Radner, a tie. But I think my favorite all around is just who made me laugh consistently was Phil Hartman. And from that group, I had trouble choosing between him and Dana Carvey. But I'm going to go Phil Hartman as my all-time favorite. You say Kate McKinnon. What do you, our cherished listeners, say? Let us know who your favorite cast member of Saturday Night Live was. If you want to share a character, that's fine too. Even a skit, great. Go for it. But our specific question is, who is your favorite SNL cast member of all time? You got 50 years to choose from, folks. We have a clip we'll play. Do we have time to play that now?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. This is Mike Myers. Okay, I got to set this up. Several years ago, Mike Myers was on a benefit with Kanye West. And they were trying to raise money for Katrina victims. And Mike Myers, who I don't know if he was still on Saturday Night Live at the time or not, but he was talking about where you can donate. And Kanye West went on this rant about people in New Orleans. And frankly, a lot of what he said is probably true.
but it had nothing to do with what they were talking about. And Kanye West just kept looking Mike Myers just kept looking at Kanye West like, oh my gosh, he's going totally off script. So that was a little contentious for the two of them. So they did a parody of that this past weekend on the season finale. Started out in an elevator with Mike Myers, Scarlett Johansson, and then Kenan Thompson joins in and plays Kanye West. And well, let's just hear what we hear.
Or know what celebrity you're going to run into here.
That's true. Oh, my God. Is that Kanye West?
Yeah, what you talking about? I removed my song, fam. Come on, give me one good reason. Besides that, how is it not relatable? Everybody got a cousin.
Okay, I guess it's my stop. Again, so nice to meet you, Mr. Meyer.
No, it is not. It is not your stop.
What are you doing?
You can't leave me alone in here with him.
It's fine. I heard he's a delight.
Oh, hey, you Mike Myers, right?
Kanye, what's up, man?
It's just yay now.
Sorry, yay. I guess it's been a while.
Yeah, since that Hurricane Katrina benefit.
Yes.
You know, when I told the world that George Bush don't care about black people on live TV.
Yes.
And
yes.
You just had to stand there looking stupid.
Yes, so what have you been up to?
Oh, me? I'm in the KKK now.
Of course you are. Yes, yes.
How's your kids?
My kids? My kids are safe.
That's good. Family stability is important.
Isn't it, though? Yes. Yeah.
This Diddy stuff is crazy, right?
What?
Diddy. He's on trial right now for, like, a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy, man. You think you know a guy, turns out to be a full crazy monster, man.
Yeah, right. So what happened to you?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Not one thing.
Let's wait for the next one.
Yeah.
No, come back. There's plenty of room in here. There's plenty of room in this elevator.
So, Myers, that Jewish?
Protestant, actually. Protestant, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We should take a selfie together. Come on.
Hold on. And elevators are so slow sometimes. What was that?
You must have hit stop or something. I think we stuck, man. We're gonna be here for a while now.
Oh, no. Should we jump up and down till something happens?
Nah, man. I don't like doing crazy stuff.
You don't understand. I get really claustrophobic.
Oh, trust me. I understand. I'm a few phobics myself. But right now, we just need to relax. You want some knots?
No, I'm good. I just gotta get out of here. I gotta get
Calm down, Mike. You sounded like a lunatic. Why don't I play you my next single, man? It's a love song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Squeezing on My Grandpa Booty.
Just for sheer longevity, Kenan Thompson has been on this show longer than any cast member in history. He is always funny. I don't know that he's ever like the funniest guy on the show, but he's so consistent and so funny. So that was kind of cool. And it was cool to see Mike Myers back on the show, too. All right. Another thing happening this week. Very exciting. May 23rd, Mission Impossible, the final installment, Dead Reckoning. The Final Reckoning, actually. Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning is the actual title. It has been getting worldwide premieres at Cannes Film Festival in New York over the weekend. It's already made $12 million. It's not even in theaters yet. This thing is going to go through the roof. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. We're organizing a big group to go on Sunday. Conrad, it might be worth a trip to Marinette, an hour north.
I'm excited for it.
It's going to be that much fun. I think it's going to be great. It's gotten... The buzz is crazy. The stunts are great. It's Tom Cruise's best. And this is the biggest release, I think, box office release that I can, in modern memory, maybe since the last Mission Impossible. I mean, all the Marvel ones are big, but they're all sort of big. This is huge. I can't even begin to say how excited I am to see this movie. This is what movies are all about. This is the blockbuster, the summer blockbuster, ladies and gentlemen, starting this Friday. Tom Cruise has been getting standing ovations everywhere he's gone where this is played. And the buzz is real, folks. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here at 6:35 in studio. Then my buddy Steve Segrin at 7:35. We've got a lot to talk about with Dr. Kristen. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to read your texts when we come back and talk about a new Millhouse. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekday 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Finally Monday, folks. Let's rejoice. We've got a whole week of shows here at Nightlight to keep you entertained and entertain ourselves, frankly, because all of you that listen are my entertainment as well as hopefully we entertain you as well every night. But thank you for listening. And if you're listening on the stream, Conrad, how can people do that?
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, WISS, or WGBW, and on YouTube, Civic Media, or WGBW, and on Twitter or X or Twix, WGBW or Civic Media.
Lots of ways to reach us and be part of the show. Our text line is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you're following or watching on the stream, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind on Facebook or YouTube or X. What do you call it now?
Twix.
What are we calling it? Twix. I like Twix. So, but great to have you with me, folks. We got a fun show tonight. And our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Not necessarily character, although you're welcome to share that as well, if you like. But we're wondering who your favorite SNL-like actor or comedian is. So many great ones. Dave on the stream says Eddie Murphy. I kind of forgot about Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I forgot he was on SNL.
And even more so, I forgot about Joe Piscopo, but there's good reason for that. Eddie Murphy was, I think it was pretty much he and Joe Piscopo were like the two marquee names. And that was right, was that right after the Not Ready for Primetime Players? But Eddie Murphy's great. Good one, Dave. Dave also says Chris Farley from Madison. How about Chris Farley?
Oh, yeah.
How do we forget Chris Farley, right?
My favorite male.
Favorite male?
Yeah. Just of all time.
Yeah, he's great. And the stories that surround Chris Farley
in the writer's room, and if you've read books about Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley had fun and really entertained people on and off stage.
You know, and like with SNL, people like going off doing their own movies, sometimes they're clunkers, you know?
Yeah.
I think Chris Farley had really good...
I agree.
As a cast member, really good movies.
And there were movies that the cast members did that Lorne Michaels was also a producer on. And I think Tommy Boy was one of them. The David Spade movies, the Rob Schneider movies. I don't know if you could count Chevy Chase's movies like that because his were separate films, as were Bill Murray's. So that would be a different category, but that would be a good question one night too. Best Saturday Night Live films. But that's a great category too. We have to do, here's Daniel Wheeler says, Will Ferrell. He broke so many of his fellow cast members with his offbeat characters. Their attempts to stifle laughter made the skits even funnier. He also elevated cowbell to a top-tier musical instrument. That's true, and you just forget. It's not like I forgot Will Ferrell was on SNL, but there are so many characters that didn't come to mind right away that we're probably going to be hearing about throughout the night. J.B. Thompson, agreeing with me. Phil Hartman, amazing actor. I agree, J.B., guy behind the guy. Phil Hartman had a bit part in Quick Change and was hilarious. Just as a guy who was a renter with his wife, he just makes everything funny. Ezekiel Drew says, it's go time. Picture Chris Farley. I think we know where Ezekiel's loyalties lie. Sarah Jean on social media says, oh man, way too many favorites. David Spade, Kevin Nealon, Eddie Murphy are probably some of my top favorites. I take that back. Add Damon Wayans and Phil Hartman. Dude, Damon Wayans?
Yeah, I didn't even know he was on SNL.
I didn't either. But did I? I don't know. I totally forgot. I think we got to go to the Google.
He's on it.
And then we've got on the text line. Boy, these are all great, though. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Gilda Radner. Outstanding choice, Monica. And Gilda Radner just... I mean, talk about a life that's cut too short. Damon Wayans purposefully got himself fired from SNL by going off script. I snapped. I just did not care. He said that?
I typed in Damon Wayans SNL, and that's the first thing that popped up.
That's great. And he did not do the Larry David where he told off Dick Ebersol and marched out and then went back in like nothing happened. Just like the character he wrote, George Costanza did that. But Larry David did it successfully. Damon Wayans obviously just wanted to leave. He had a lot of other stuff going on, too. Melissa from Madison also says, Gilda, great choices. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Monica. Love Gilda Radner. Steve from Florida says, I got to say, Chris Farley has been my favorite SNL character, maybe because his hometown was Madison. Yeah, that's a good reason. But regardless of where Chris Farley is from, you're not being a homer. He's just hilarious. Oh.
Yeah.
He'd be up there no matter where he was from.
And he graduated from Madison, right?
I think he grew up in Madison spent his whole life there until he went to Chicago and did Second City. Fairly certain. Brian from Milwaukee says, Sherry O'Terry. Oh, nice pull. Will Ferrell and Dan Aykroyd. There's a nice varied time stretch there. Yeah, Sherry O'Terry, I forgot about. Rachel Dratch is hilarious, too. Debbie Downer is one of my favorite all-time SNL characters. Steve also said about Chris Farley, he always made me laugh uncontrollably. Agreed, Steve. Brian from Milwaukee says, David Spade, can't forget Gilda Radner, who married Gene Wilder, who is from Milwaukee. You see how everything, ladies and gentlemen, comes back to Wisconsin? Wisconsin is the center of the universe, both comedically and non-comedically. We have... texts. I always like to read these because I don't like to let texts go unread. But over the weekend, what was our question? The most disgusting food. We have Kristen Lyerly in the hizzy, ladies and gentlemen. She will be along, and I'm going to ask Kristen her least favorite food. Don't tell me now, though. Think about it. Ruminate. John Mino. This one made me laugh. I saw this over the weekend. Mino says oxtail.
That doesn't sound good.
I'll tell you what. It's not nearly as delicious as bull penis. We talked about that last week. DeAndre Marie, fantastic singer-songwriter who was on the show last week, says, oysters. I agree texture-wise, but I think we decided we liked oysters.
I like shellfish, so.
That's right. All right, we'll have to read the rest of these after. We got a break coming up. Kristen Lyerly is here. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, if you're nasty. if you know her from her own TV show. Oh, I'm sorry, radio show. TV's down the block. That's coming. You got a face for TV. You don't, you're just putting your time in here in radio, and we know that. All right. We're coming right back after the news. Civic Media's news team is going to tell you what's up. Don't leave, folks. It's great to have you here. It's Monday. Let's do this. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A tentative agreement has been reached to end the New Jersey transit strike. New Jersey officials and the union representing the striking train engineers and operators confirmed the deal. During a news conference Sunday, NJ Transit CEO Chris Kalari praised their contingency plan that had been in effect.
My entire objective is to make sure they get back to work, and so do all the other union members, so we can get our customers moving safely and efficiently again.
A Delaware animal shelter is trying to care for and rehome thousands of chicks that survived being left in a postal service truck for 3 days. Trapped without food and water, 12,000 chicks were abandoned and thousands died before they were discovered. Questions now as to how that happened. The USPS says it's aware of a process breakdown and is actively investigating. At the Cannes Film Festival Monday, Denzel Washington was surprised with an honorary Palme d'Or. This is ABC News.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple of years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopeski, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Seeing Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's a doctor. Dancing and air singing. Karaokeing? Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this beautiful Monday. Sunny, at least. I wouldn't say it's the warmest night we've ever had, but Steve Segrin will be here at 7:35. Renowned artist Steve Segrin and comedian actor. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, as I do, but not nearly enough. You haven't been here in a while, at least not for any length of time.
It's been a little while.
The world famous host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. This worked out really well because your name is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Can you imagine if you didn't get that gig and you're not even hosting your own show?
I'd be like, what?
What is going on?
Come on. You know, that was not my idea. And I'm still a little uncomfortable with it.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm just like a kid from Kaukauna.
The streets of Kaukauna.
The streets on the north side.
The gritty north side.
I'm a north sider by Hain. Like that
is that the
part
tough
of town.
Part of town?
No.
Of Kaukauna? A tough part of town in Kaukauna is 41, driving through and having to smell whatever it is we smell there when we
money?
Drive through.
That's the smell is of money, Pete. Yeah.
I thought it was hog rendering or something, but whatever it is, it smells delightful.
It's the paper mill. Here's what Kaukauna is like. I grew up on the north side near Victor Hain Elementary School that was named after one of my high school friend's grandfathers.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody is related in Kaukauna.
Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's basically part of Green Bay, Metro, Appleton. Isn't it kind of...
We never came to Green Bay when I was little. We would always go to Appleton.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
They're all kind of connected.
Yeah.
It's maybe a little closer.
But they've got the football team here. Doesn't that do anything for you?
We didn't have tickets.
Huh?
Mm-mm. And also, it was the 70s. So
you didn't need to come to Lambeau Field. At the...
Right? I mean, my parents were having a struggle time with it at home, so we didn't need to come all the way to Green Bay to struggle to watch the Packers lose.
It's great
but
to
we
have
love
you.
Our Packers.
Yeah. I've got the wrong set of questions. Do you mind if I ask you questions about Steve Segrin? Is that a problem?
Yes.
I don't. You know, the last time I printed up like 1,000 questions for you, I don't think I got to one of them.
I know. Can I tell you my favorite SNL cast member?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are so many good ones. I'm one of those SNL people who, like, every Saturday, I look it up to see is it a new episode or is it one that I haven't
still?
Seen before. Oh, I love SNL.
Nice.
Yes, and then my goal is to make it through Weekend Update. If I can make it through Weekend Update, then I feel like I have done my piece.
You feel so old. You feel like a kid again.
Yeah. Like I should maybe go to bed after that. But, you know, sometimes commonly I'll stay up.
Yeah.
And then some of the good skits are actually at the end.
Yeah. I think they can do like edgier stuff at the end too, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite was always when The Simpsons would make fun of Saturday Night Live and Krusty would say, when Krusty would host it, and he'd say, well, the last hour is a real garbage dump. He didn't have any problem going after him. Who, do you have a favorite cast member, though?
I would have to say, so many good ones.
Yeah.
What about Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Dave on the stream said Eddie Murphy. And I kind of forgot Eddie Murphy was on. I didn't even, Will Ferrell didn't even come to mind when I was trying to jog my brain. But there's so many great ones. And Molly Shannon and Gilda Radner and... Somebody said Sherry O'Terry. I like Kristen Wiig. She does the
crazy
tiny
funny.
Hands. I'm on the floor. Like, that is literally one of the biggest laughs I've ever had in my life.
Have you been seeing that skit, the Lawrence Welk skit, with like the I'm Debbie?
Yeah. We've played that on here before.
So they've been doing it recently with like the world leaders, and at the end it's I'm Denise, and it's Donald Trump with the little hands.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's hilarious.
I'll find it for you.
All right.
It's so good.
Maybe we could play that. So, all right. So your favorite, though, is...
It's hard to pick. I don't like picking favorites.
Wait a minute. You brought this up.
Yeah.
You said, can I say my favorite? And I said, yes.
It's Eddie Murphy and Will Ferrell.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
And
right. Okay.
Kristen Wiig's amazing.
What about Gilda? You go back that far with the show?
I do. Yeah. You know, it was so early. Like, the early cast members, I don't feel as connected to.
Yeah. Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Just kidding. Oh, wow. That's the down year. But a lot of people like that cast. It's crazy. Like, they're kind of forgotten about it. It was him and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
was a cast member.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot he was on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question. This was last week's, I think it was it Friday night con that we did the worst food?
Yeah. Yep.
Food that literally makes you want to puke. Do you have a least favorite food? John Mino said oxtail.
John Mino. Because that's
I know exactly what you meant when you said
up
that.
In Nagani.
Was oxtail?
Yeah. Have you been to Nagani?
I have, actually. I did stand up there.
Walking around with no tails?
You got to go out and kill one for dinner. It's a rough life.
That's right.
It's like growing up on the north side of Kakana, the gritty gritty streets. I don't remember what I said. What did I say last week? What was my least favorite?
I forgot, too. I know mine was canned tuna.
Yeah, Conrad, can
I? Oh, really?
I love canned tuna.
It's the smell. When you open it, I just can't do it. I can't get over that smell.
Do you have a little PTSD? Did you have a bad canned tuna experience?
No, my dad would feed my cats growing up canned tuna, and I'd just smell that when I'd go up in the kitchen or came home from school. I was like, how could you eat that?
What about tuna in a bag? You know they have the new bags? Does that bother you too?
I actually really like tuna. Tuna steaks.
Uh-huh.
Like some ahi, a nice ahi.
Yeah, that's good. It doesn't have that weird smell to it.
Right.
I don't know. When it comes out of a can, it's just like, ugh.
I worked in a salmon canning factory for one day in Alaska. One day. And they put everything in those cans. Like, they would just chop the
preservatives,
salmon up.
Preservatives, you mean?
Oh, the salmon. The salmon would come out on a conveyor belt, and we were all just standing on the conveyor belt, and we would just grab a can and just shove salmon parts into it. And I was being picky, because I didn't want, like, spine and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, just put the salmon in the can. And I was like, I'm out. I can't do this.
And that's when you decided, I want to deliver babies.
I'm going to be a doctor instead.
Another leap from salmon factory to doctor. We've heard it a million times. I think I said like tapioca pudding. I don't like.
Oh, I like that.
Creamy. Like, I can't do Alfredo sauce. Literally that kind of stuff. But I don't even remember what I said either. What the hell?
You know, I think I'll have to look it up.
You're coming up with a lot of things right now, though.
Well.
What about Bobo tea?
Is that what you brought me that night?
No, that was kombucha.
Kombucha, right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry to bring this up. I think I brought this up last time you were here, too. But I was telling my sister, I think, that there was placenta in that.
Well, it's called a SCOBY, but it's like a placenta.
But where does that come from? Was that part of a person at one point?
No. Okay. It's SCOBY is an acronym. Something, bacteria and yeast, something. I'm sure somebody's going to text it and tell us what the acronym stands for. It's just this, it's like a living thing that actually ferments the tea. It's all it is tea.
Oh.
It's tea with sugar in it, and then the SCOBY ferments it. So you actually take the SCOBY out. You can eat the SCOBY. It's healthy. It's fine.
I did taste it. I was not afraid of it after you steered us properly and said, no, it's okay. You can, it was never part of someone's body.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a relief.
But people think of it like it's like, because it floats in there.
It has a weird texture.
And, yeah.
It's like an oyster, sort of, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
rubbery.
Was strange. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you said bologna.
Bologna. God, bologna. Yeah.
Bologna.
I can't do bologna.
That was like a favorite food growing up. My mom would cut the edges. Like, she'd slice
cut the
into
crusts.
It.
Yeah.
Not the crust. She would like make like a vector into the center of the bologna, and then she'd fry it, and we would have fried bologna sandwiches.
People love it. I ate it as a kid with mustard.
Yeah.
You know what I can do? As far as cold cuts go, or your cured meats, I can do salami with mustard and a piece of cheddar cheese or something.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. It's
salami
great stuff.
Or summer sausage?
Well, what's the difference? Because I almost said summer sausage. Are they that different?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How
summer sausage is like the Wisconsin. It's brown. It's like smaller. It comes in the big thing. Salami tends to be like bigger, thin sliced. You get it at the deli.
Yeah, I think
it's
salami.
Pinker.
Salami then. And I don't, that kind of grosses me out now too, but I would muscle through it. If that sandwich is in front of me right now and I'm breaking a fast or something, uh-huh. I would eat that but I have to look past the white specks in it. It's just fat, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I eat much differently than I used to. Not always. I mean, look, I'll mouse some Taco Bell once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I try not to eat that stuff.
Oh, I used to be able to put away a whole bag of taco-flavored Doritos.
Oh, taco is the best.
Oh, like taco. The regular size, yep. Big, like a normal size that a family would
absolutely.
Eat?
Absolutely.
I could pound one of those.
That was the first Dorito flavor I remember when I was a kid was just taco, like nacho cheese. When that came on the scene, it was like that became the new thing. And I was like, well, what about taco? Taco. I felt sorry for the taco flavored chips.
You can get them again, though. They're back.
Yeah, I know. It's like a retro thing.
It is.
All right. So let's talk about your show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. She's in studio like she so often is here at Nightlight. And it's so great to have her here. She has her own show now. Uh-huh. You were a guest on everybody's show because uh-huh. everybody likes your insights and your intelligence and all that kind of stuff. But tell us about your show.
My show is all about Northeast Wisconsin. Yeah. It airs on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. And it's like a long-form interview with somebody. Like last week, we talked with Eric Genrich, the mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah.
This week, we're having some folks, the mayor of Sheboygan, actually, and a school board member from Sheboygan and someone who runs a daycare in Sheboygan to talk about what's going on with childcare in Wisconsin. You might be familiar that we are losing this giant federal subsidy. Governor Evers had it in the budget to backfill. Childcare providers only make like $13 an hour.
I know.
And childcare is super expensive, and it's almost unaffordable for a lot of parents. There are wait lists. We don't have enough centers. This is a crisis for families, and the Republicans
directly hurts the economy too. Like if people can't find people to watch their kids,
right? They're not in the workforce.
I don't think people think of it like that. It's terrible,
right?
So yeah,
and that hurts your community. If you can't get people to come out and work in your small business, this is one of those complex problems that really needs a state or federal solution.
Right.
And it's not happening right now. So we're going to hear some stories. We're actually taping tomorrow. So this
so that's coming up Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have opinions on this, folks, tune in this weekend. And, well, you pre-record, so you probably can't take text during the show, but do you get comments afterwards? Like, do people chime in after? And that's good.
Yeah, I get private messages on my social media accounts.
Okay.
I love that. I want to know what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And it's cool to have time. Like, when I got to talk with Mayor Genrich, it was just so neat to like tease him a little bit about not being a good athlete in high school.
You know that?
That's what we talked about. Like, how often do you get to get that from the mayor? You know, he was like a real person. He was like, you know, I was good enough to play, but not good enough to play in high school.
Okay.
I was like, me too. I'm less of an athlete, more of an athletic supporter. Right? So it was just, it's a nice, easy conversation. But we also get to talk about things that affect us here in the community.
Right.
So I don't know. I really like it.
I met Mayor Genrich.
Uh-huh.
Genrich.
Yeah, I always get Genrich. Messed up because it looks like Rich.
Right.
It's Rich.
I think we were both guests on Mino and the Mayor one morning.
Uh-huh.
And he acted like it was my friend. And he said he was going to come on this show.
Uh-huh.
And he never did.
Oh, do you need me to do a solid for you?
That would be great because I never even asked him. Yes. But I would love to have him. He seemed like a good guy when I met him. He seemed like pretty cool.
He is a good guy.
Was he a good guest?
He was a really good guest. And he answered hard questions with like real answers. It wasn't like political talk or, you know, garbage. It was like, this is a tough answer. And I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Don't you love people like that? Like they don't give you a canned response. He's a good mayor, right? Pretty good.
Yeah, I think he's a good one.
Better than Jim Schmidt was.
I'm
holding her feet to the fire. If Jim is listening, Jim, I had nothing to do with that. All right. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, folks. And we have a quiz for Kristen Lierley. And we'll talk a little bit more about her show and all kinds of fun stuff. I want to ask you about your documentary, too, if I could do that.
Oh, please.
That's all coming up. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me.
since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people be seized, that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
A great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba!
Thank you, Rich. Welcome back to Nightlight. That is a great nickname, wrestling, the Pine Tree Mauler, because we have the Pine Tree Mall in Wisconsin, in Marinette. I don't even know if it's still called the Pine Tree Mall, though. It's gone through many iterations over the years. We used to do this thing where we would walk around the mall when we first moved back here, and my wife and I would try to pick out what store was where.
There
was
the
Id,
there
was Musicland, yeah, all these crazy, yeah, the Id boutique.
Oh, I totally forgot about that place.
We had a Regis, we had a...
Oh, hairstylist,
I'm saying that like that's a huge thing. It's not, it's a Regis.
No, but it was huge to us.
Osco was there, like all these old stores, Prangy Way. Anyway, crazy stuff.
Oh, now you're making me think of all those stores.
Probably not that different than Kakana, but Kakana's a little bigger than Marinette, I think.
We would go to Appleton.
Yeah.
We'd go to the, Port Plaza. That was like a big deal.
Was that post Port Plaza? Port Plaza was first, right?
But it was too far for us to drive from Kakana to
Kakana's
Green Bay.
Kakana's closer to Appleton than here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Port Plaza was a big deal, though. That was like a great, right across the street here.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So tell us, all right, we're talking about the Dr. Kristen Lierley show. Yeah. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. She's the host. How do you like hosting?
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so different than
you're really
being
good
a guest.
At it. You're like, you picked it up like in no time.
Oh, thanks.
And I had my doubts, I'll be honest. But was, no, you did very well.
It's like having a conversation.
Yeah.
As long as you can keep it going and ask interesting questions and try to take it in a way that people want to listen. I just, whenever I have a new guest, and most of my guests are not used to being on the radio, I always just tell them, we're just going to talk about the stuff that we usually talk about. So Justin Schumacher, who was my guest a couple weeks ago, he's the chair of the Town of Freedom, and he's also the director of the Outagamie County Park System. And he was super nervous.
I was listening to part of that. Yeah, that was a good interview.
Oh, but he didn't seem nervous because we had a great conversation beforehand. And I was like, listen, we're just going to have the same kind of talk that we did before. And in between when we were doing a break, he goes, this is my bar talk. I know how to do this. So it's just your bar talk.
Yeah.
Stuff that you would be talking to or talking to anybody about.
Is there a particular kind of guest you want to get on the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show? Do you have a mission, so to speak, or are you just looking for interesting people?
I like to highlight the beauty of Northeast Wisconsin.
All right, I'll do your show. Jeez. Sorry, continue.
No, that's what it is. It is just, there are so many hidden treasures here.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to bring people together to have that conversation so that other people in the community can go, oh, the Children's Museum, or oh, I didn't know that about Freedom, or oh, I didn't know that Eric Genrich was not a good athlete. Just kidding. Just kidding, Mayor. You are a good athlete, just not good enough to play in high school.
If I ever get him on the show, I would love to have him do something athletic or sports related in here.
Yes.
Let's put our thinking caps on.
You should ask him.
I could get a basket back there.
I think so.
One of those little Nerf hoops.
Nerf hoop. See if he can dunk.
See if he can dunk.
Right. We'll deny that. You also did a great episode about Make America Healthy Again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. You're a doctor, and I know you're an OBGYN, but give me three things people can do where they don't have to spend a lot of money and they can just become healthier.
Yeah, eat well, exercise, and get some sleep.
Okay.
How's that? Is that
what
you were
a little
expecting?
Quick, because I was hoping that would last to the end of the segment, but you really crushed that answer.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about buying the right supplement. Most supplements are garbage. Like a good multivitamin, yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't eat nutritionally complete diets. But otherwise, all the different supplements that you get sold, you know, they might make you feel good for a little while. There's a lot of placebo, but supplements aren't regulated. So you don't actually know bottle to bottle what you're getting because there's no testing for that.
Those are not FDA approved. Is that what you're telling me?
They are not. Supplements
are not. I don't even
know
if we have an FDA anymore, but
supplements are not FDA approved.
But how are they? How do they pull that off? Are they safe? I mean, you're a doctor. What do you think?
Are they safe?
I don't drink energy drinks. I don't even do high fructose corn syrup, although I was craving a Coke last weekend and I had a Coke that tasted amazing. But even if I do soda, I'll try to do like real sugar. Not that that's healthy, but like I am more conscious of what I'm putting into my body these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a six pack. It's under a few layers, but it is there.
It's under your bed and you pull out one at a time.
It's under my stomach, sadly. But there's a lot to be said about that. Like, you know, eating right, sleeping. Why is that so hard to do? People drink energy drinks, and I just want to say, drink some water and then go to bed. And it's the same thing.
I think it's marketing, don't you think? It's capitalism, it's access.
Yes.
That's the stuff that you can easily get. I love that Quick Trip now has fruits and cheeses and meat and things like that that are more healthy, but they've got a giant chips aisle. And all the candy. And we tend to gravitate toward the garbagey stuff because it's prettier.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing I don't agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on a lot of things, but there are a lot of dyes and things in foods that are not good for us.
Absolutely.
But Americans love colorful food.
Yeah.
And hands down, we will choose the prettiest food every single time. And it's not going to be the greenest spinach.
Right.
So that's really tricky. How do we change our food so that Americans still want to eat it?
You're right, though. I cannot stand being sold stuff. I'm so done. Stop with your stupid product. I can't. Everywhere you go, there are ads trying to get you to buy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm off topic because this isn't just food related. I just can't stand being told what to buy or even suggested. It's like, I know what I want. Mm-hmm. And a part of it is just I'm at the point in my life where I know what I want. I'm not going to buy your stupid product if I don't like it. But but I agree. Everything is. And, you know, you've seen like I think it was the documentary Forks Over Knives where you go through a checkout aisle.
Uh-huh.
That's all garbage food. Like they
that
want you to
impulse.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So, all right, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here tonight. She is the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, coincidentally enough.
Crazy.
And we're going to give her a quiz. Conrad, what is the quiz again?
It's a Northeastern Wisconsin quiz.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
I think you'll do okay.
Okay.
We might have a couple baby delivering questions in there, too. But...
Sweet. Yeah. I just came back from the conference, so I'm ready.
Oh, we got to talk about that, too. All right. Lots coming up still, folks, with Kristen Lierley. Intermission happens now. Learn something. Civic Media's news team is going to crush it and keep you informed. We are coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this morning, many already hit by the weekend tornadoes. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Satellite images showing the before and after of widespread damage in northern St. Louis. Entire city blocks left in ruin and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is arguably the largest and most comprehensive piece of legislation that Congress has worked on in probably generations.
Some Republicans argue there's still too much spending. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. And trains are running again in New Jersey after a strike was settled. This is ABC News.